All right, welcome to episode 100 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. What a milestone, 100 episodes of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Now, this is going to be a special episode because not only we're celebrating episode 100, but because it's been 2 years, really, making this podcast. That's what it comes down to. And the topic of this podcast episode is going to be consistency. Now, I've been releasing a new podcast episode every single Friday for the last 2 years. When you launch a podcast, you usually launch three episodes, actually, in one go. You release a trailer, and you release three podcast episodes immediately. And the reason you do that, even though this is not a podcast episode right now on how to launch a podcast, I just want to give you a little bit of background, what happens when you do launch a podcast. And if you're interested, I want to help you do this anyways. So, well, what happens is that you launch a trailer, a small trailer that will say, hey, this podcast, we're going to be talking about this and that. And it's a small trailer so people can get a feel of it, right, for what you're going to be talking about in the podcast. And then what you do is that you batch record three podcast episodes immediately and upload them all in one go. And the reason why you want to do that is to give people a little bit of a taste for what the podcast is going to be about. This is my second podcast, by the way, and I have shared this on the podcast before. And if you're new to the podcast, I am a creative entrepreneur. I am a music composer. I got started in music licensing, meaning that I compose music for media. I compose music for podcasts. Funny enough, the music that you listen on this podcast episodes is my own compositions. These music tracks, I license them as well, meaning that other content creators can buy a license of my music. That's how I got started in the online world. How can I make money with the talents and skills that I had? So this is something that I still do to this day, okay? And from there, I transition into sharing my knowledge with others on YouTube and on podcast as well. And I became someone who started to coach and mentor other musicians and composers about how to get started in music licensing. This is something that I still do to this day as well. And on this podcast, on the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, I am teaching and sharing everything that I have learned about online business, about email marketing, about positioning yourself in the marketplace as an expert. How can you turn your knowledge into an income? How can you turn your knowledge, your skills, your talents into an online business? This is the birth of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. So it's kind of like a natural evolution for me. Hey, I'm not special in this case, because you can see that in the online world, a lot of people have taken that path of turning their skills, their natural talents in a way of a business, if you will. And then the next transition is to teach others to do that. So that's kind of like the path that I took. When I got started, though, that was not my intention. I just wanted to put stuff out there, okay? So I'm very passionate about podcasting. This is something that, you know, when I first got started, I found yet another outlet for expression, okay? And I am recording this. It's been a terrible week. Meaning that I've been ill all this week, so I don't know if my voice sounds still a little bit funny. I had a sore throat. I still have a sore throat. My younger daughter, Melina, still a little bit ill. She's fine, but she's still, you know, here at the house. We had to keep her, still taking antibiotics yet again. It's just, you know, when you have kids, it's just crazy. But I am recording this podcast episode here on a Thursday morning while my daughter is away with her mom. So I have a little bit of free time here by myself. But when I came across podcasting and I realized that I can incorporate this into my branding, I felt very happy because I found yet another way of expressing myself. Because at this point, I have already been doing music and I have already been doing YouTube videos. I was already coaching. I've already done online courses. I've done many, many things. And I said to myself, what else can I do? Okay, what else can I do? And I realized that a lot of people were talking about podcasting. I was consuming podcasting, podcasts myself for the longest time. I'm a fan of podcasts. But I didn't know much about podcasting. I didn't know much about how can I do this. And as soon as I realized that I can actually do a solo podcast, I was all in. Okay, so this is something that I'm very passionate about. That's how I got started with my first podcast, the Stock Music Licensing Podcast, by the way, which I did as well 100 episodes. I've shared this with you before. So I've done 100 episodes. That's season one for that podcast. And I haven't done any more podcasts with that particular brand because I'm focusing now here on the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. So all in all, it's 4 years, full 4 years, really, of podcasting. Because when I stopped doing the Stock Music Licensing Podcast, that was exactly 2 years ago. And I started this one immediately. So I've been podcasting for 4 years, nonstop, releasing one episode every single week. So, oh God, forgive me for this, but it's just horrible, this cold. I don't know, man. I hope I can get better soon. I am feeling much better, but it's just been horrible, really. I never get ill, by the way, but it's just, you know, when you have kids and kids go to school and they come back from school, they bring all types of germs and colds and flus and whatnot. So I got hit this time with it. Anyways, the content of this episode, okay, the topic is not about podcasting, but I want to bring it back home to the topic, which is consistency, right? And how can you stay consistent with anything that you embark in life, all right? And especially when it comes down to online business. Now, you need to be consistent with your business. You need to be consistent, most importantly, with yourself. If you don't say to yourself, like, hey, I need to do this, regardless of how I feel, then you're not going to do it. It's very easy to just say, hey, I'm not going to do anything because I feel ill or I feel bad. I am going to take it easy. Well, nobody's going to notice if I don't release one episode today. Well, actually, a lot of people will notice. Okay? And that, a lot of people, is you. Okay? The voice is in your head. I don't want to sound like a psycho or anything, but we all have this internal dialogue and these voices that says to us, hey, take it easy, chill out, don't be so tough on yourself, nobody's going to listen to you. You know, if you don't release it on Friday, you release it next week, nobody's going to realize that you skip a day or a week or something. But the reality is that you're letting yourself down, and that's the worst person to let down. So once you say yes to yourself, once you say yes to something that you're really committed to, then you have to stay with it. Now, life is going to happen. This is just something that we have to deal with. Life is certainly going to happen, and there are going to be times that you're going to miss, but if you think about it, and if you think about, in this case, a podcast, right, which is an essential part of building an online business and a personal brand, if you think about it as a job, okay, without freaking you out, okay, if you think about it the same way that you think about your 9-to-5, that, hey, you have to show up Monday to Friday, 9-to-5, regardless, okay? Within the year, you have certain sick days, okay, sick leave or whatever, that you're allowed to take off, that you're going to be paid because you get ill, right, okay? And then you have as well your holiday days, your vacation days. Depending where you live, in whatever country you live, you're going to have your allowance every year. But apart from that, people are expecting you to show up to the office or to your 9-to-5, whatever job you do. It's not just a matter of, like, I don't feel like doing it today, or I feel like, hey, nobody's going to notice if I don't show up, or I just don't want to go, right? Actually, people will notice immediately if you don't show up in your work. So if you treat podcasting or anything that you do on your own, just because it's a side project or something that you want to build on the side or something that you want to consider it your full-time gig, then you have to be very committed. You have to be as committed and even more committed than you are with your 9-to-5. That's my philosophy. So for me, podcasting is, I treat it even more serious than a 9-to-5. And I don't have a 9-to-5. I haven't had a 9-to-5 for years, more than 10 years now. And I know that the discipline that I have when it comes down to everything that I do, when it comes to my business and, you know, music, teaching, coaching, everything, I have a level of discipline and commitment that is just unmatched. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying that this is one of my strengths. This is something that I have cultivated. If I'm going to say that, if I say to you, I'm going to do this, you know, if you know me, you will know that I will be there and I'm going to do it. I'm just not going to miss. And that's just who I am. This is something that I'm very committed with. I have taken the time to say yes to it, and I believe I can do it. And it's just a matter of consistency. It's just a matter of me showing up day in and day out and doing it. In this case, every single week, because it's a podcast every single week. Okay? Drinking some nice Greek coffee here. So consistency and commitment means that you have to be true to yourself. And if you want to do anything in life, if you let yourself down, then you don't trust yourself because you know that you're going to let yourself off the hook, so to speak. If you enroll in a gym and you say, I'm going to go, but then 3 months later you stop going, but you're still paying, then you're average because that's what people do. You want to make sure that the little things like that, you don't do them. You want to make sure that you're the odd one out. You want to be the one that says, hey, I know that people, they enroll in the gym, and then after 3 months, they stop going. You want to be the odd one, the one that actually keeps on going, okay? And once you reach that level that you didn't quit when most people quit, then keep going further and further and further until you become this person that belongs in that small group. Unfortunately, you know, it's a small percentage of people that are very committed and disciplined to do something for a long period of time. When it comes down to online business, it requires the same amount of commitment. When it comes down to anything, really, if you want to make music, you just have to be committed to practicing. You have to be committed to the craft. You have to be committed to everything that involves making music. And you have to be committed for a long period of time in order to see some return, whatever that is, okay, for you. You know, if you want to build something like a personal brand, you need to be committed to your message, to yourself, to be able to be showing up first to yourself and then to your audience. That's the way I see it. A lot of people are talking in the online world that you have to show up to your audience, which is true. But I see it from a different angle. I see from the angle that you have to show up to yourself first and then to your audience. So the reason why I do this podcast episode is obviously to connect with you. The reasons why I do this podcast episode is because I want to share everything that I have learned on building an online business. Okay, and how you can do the same thing. But I feel a level of responsibility to myself because I said yes to it. I said yes to this podcast 2 years ago. As soon as it was an idea and I had the name and I had everything mapped out, you know, the thumbnail and the branding and everything, the name for it, I said like, okay, I'm in, okay? I have already done 100 episodes with my previous podcast. Can I do another 100 episodes with the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast? That was like a goal, like a benchmark, if you will, a new accomplishment because I already done it. And I was wondering if I could, you know, keep up. I knew I could keep up because it's not about keeping up. It's about being committed and building something. I enjoy the process of building. And every week recording a new episode with a different topic, telling, you know, different stories and different things that can help you build your own personal brand and your own online business, your own lifestyle. But most importantly, build a strong mindset, okay? Because it all comes down to that. Which again, my friend, is the three pillars of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast: mindset, business, and lifestyle, right? Those are the three things that I focus here on this podcast episodes. And in my content, on my YouTube channel, it's the same thing. This is what you will find: mindset, business, and lifestyle. Those are the three pillars of my brand. But being consistent is just not enough. You need to be consistent and you need to be good. Right? You need to be good in the sense that you need to deliver over time. You're not just going to show up and say, okay, here I am, right? But I'm just a body. I'm not physically or emotionally involved in anything that I'm doing, okay? Which is a lot of people, do when they have a 9-to-5. I know that you can relate to this. I'm not trying to bring you down if you have a 9-to-5 that you hate, okay? I respect people that have jobs. And I respect people that work 9-to-5 and they have to show up somewhere. There's nothing wrong with having a job, by the way. There's nothing wrong with having a boss or working for a company. Absolutely. In fact, I wish I was an employee with everything that I knew, that I know now. That's what I should say. Okay, because I have learned so much because of entrepreneurship over the years. I've learned so much about myself and what I'm capable of that if I was an employee today, And if I was working for a company or working for someone else, I would have been so much better than I was before. You know, I mean, before I was an okay employee. But because I had that employee mindset, like, I just want to go home, I'm only getting paid for this, I can't wait to leave this place, I hate my boss, I hate my coworkers, I hate commuting. You know, I thought that the problem was with the job. I thought that the problem was my boss, the pay, and everything. And most of these things are true. But the bigger problem was myself, was my mindset. Okay? And yet I need to show up. I had to show up, and I had to be consistent. Okay? And I was, funny enough. But I wasn't being true to myself because I knew I had more in me. I mean, many times in many jobs, I could easily be promoted, and I choose not to. I could have easily gone the career ladder, the career path ladder and whatnot, but I was just not willing to do it because I didn't want to take the responsibility. I wanted more pay, but I said to myself, I'm fine as I am, but I don't want to just jump up the ladder, and I don't want to be, you know, with other managers and bosses and meetings and whatnot. You know, I'm fine as I am right now. So I don't really want to put myself in deep waters. You know, I don't need to rock the boat. I got the job. I got hired. This is what I'm being paid for. Let's leave it to that. And that's a terrible mindset. So what I'm trying to say here is that even if you have a 9-to-5 and whatever you're doing right now, that's the place where you start in order to grow and to become a better person. I know it might sound cheesy, but if you want to change and you want to evolve or change job or change careers or change whatever, that's the place where you start, exactly where you are right now. Change something. Change your perspective. Change the mindset. You can't change your boss. You can't change your environment, really. I mean, you could. You can probably quit today, right? But I don't advise that unless you have a solid plan on what you want to do. Especially if you have responsibilities and families like I have, okay? But all I want to say to you, my friend, is that in order for you to grow, you need to grow first internally. You need to grow as a person. So you need to work harder on yourself than you work on your job. This is a fantastic quote from one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, okay? You need to work harder on yourself than you do at your job. And what that means is that you need to work harder on your personal development. You need to work harder on your discipline, your mindset, your philosophy, which is all about growth and being a better version of yourself. And be committed to yourself first. Everything else will take care of itself if you are committed to yourself first. And in order to be committed to you, you need to believe in yourself. You need to trust yourself and say, I am going to do this no matter what. And nobody's around looking. Nobody's keeping score. Okay, and this is what happens with entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, nobody's looking above me. I don't have a boss expecting me to release this podcast episode. Actually, this week I had all the excuses to just say I'm not going to do it. Or I could have batch recorded and say, oh, I have batch recorded. I can just take the rest of the weeks off and not do anything. I mean, I've done that when I'm traveling, for example, okay? So I'm not going to be in town. And I'm gonna be around. I'm gonna be out, and or it's holiday or whatever. I might batch record a couple of episodes, but every single Friday a new episode comes out. And that's a level of commitment that I have. And the same goes with the online business. I need to be able to provide to my clients, and you know, to keep the machine rolling. The same happens with a job, man. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a big deal when you take a holiday at your workplace, isn't it? I don't know where you work, but you know, when I was working in the UK, my last employment, I had to request for a holiday. Okay, like, hey, I'm taking this week off or whatever, and then it will have to be approved. And then, okay, Daniel's going away for this week. You know, I'm an employee, so who's gonna cover for him? And then when I come back, I come back, and that's that. So it's kind of like that, right? When you work like that, you're disconnected completely. You could care less what's happening at your work. Okay. You will deal with everything when you go back. When you run your own online business and when you run your thing on your own, it's harder because you care so much that you have to have certain things in place. And at the same time, you want to chill out. You want to take the time off. But you don't want to completely disconnect. And again, I don't want to come across as a workaholic or I'm not here to promote the hustle culture. I'm just here to promote a healthy work-life balance, and at the same time, that work is not something that is negative. You know, I've been talking about this before. work is not something that is negative. It's not something that we should dread. We need to be productive. We need to be contributing to society in one way, shape, or form. You don't want to be dead weight on society, okay? You can still contribute one way or another, right? This is like the most ancient thing that people have been doing through the ages, all right? If you grow chickens, you know, I grow something else, potatoes, whatever, and then we exchange something, and that's how we get by. Okay, so the same is with today's society. I make music. Some people need music for podcasts, and I license that music. Okay, so they can buy a license and use it. So I earn money like that. You want to learn about something that I know, and I have experience with, then I can teach you that. That's another form of exchange of value. Okay, and I get compensated in a monetary way. The same is with your 9-to-5. You are qualified to do a certain job. You just go. You've done a job interview, they hire you on the spot or whatnot, you went through the process and that's your qualifications and you're getting paid for that, okay? And that requires a level of commitment, you know? Especially in a 9-to-5, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? It's a classic question, okay? A lot of people don't know, but it's a great question, actually. I mean, 5 years might seem like a long time for a lot of people, but where do you see yourself in the next six months? Where do you see yourself in the next year? Right? How about 2 years? I've been doing this podcast episode for 2 years. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that I was going to definitely do 100 episodes the same way that I did with my first podcast. I just didn't know exactly what direction this podcast was going to take. I had a lot of things in my mind and I wanted to really map out how can I talk about mindset? How can I do an episode about business? How can I do another episode about lifestyle? You know? And how can I go back and forth with these three pillars, okay? Because I think it's very boring to just talk about online business. I mean, I follow so many other podcasters out there about online business, and they just talk about the same stuff again and again, my friends. So boring, okay? Because there's only so much you can talk about a funnel. There's only so much you can talk about a landing page. There's only so much that you can talk about an audience and how to sell. Okay, but when you're not talking about the mindset, when you're not talking about the reality of running an online business, when you're not talking about the raw, okay, like the thing that really connects with people, like I feel that I have something to say in this industry of business, okay, but it's not just business, it's not just online business, it's mindset, business, and lifestyle, because without the mindset, there's no way you can have the business, because if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to believe in your product, man. It's that simple. If you don't believe that what you're creating is the best thing out there, without sounding cocky or anything like that, but you have to have a healthy ego, then you know you're just not going to release it. I mean, I truly believe that this podcast episode is as good as the podcast episodes that I listen in the same space. And not only that, I believe that it's better because it's mine. And I don't want to sound cocky. This is just a natural, healthy ego that is required in order to be out there. Okay, when you go and apply for a 9-to-5, you better believe you're better than the other guy, okay, if they're competing for that same position. Even if the other guy is better in your head, you still have to believe in yourself more, that you're the one who is required to get that position because you need that paycheck, okay? How are you going to go back home and tell your wife or your husband, oh, I didn't get the job, John got the job, or John got the promotion, okay? And I hate to talk about this in this terminology, but it's the only way that can probably make you see what I'm talking about here, okay? Because I'm not talking about competition, but hopefully I can make my point across, okay? So when it comes down to believing in yourself, you need to have a healthy ego and say, my podcast is as good as the podcast of my mentors. That's truly what I believe in, because it's my podcast and I'm not trying to copy someone else, and the knowledge that I have and everything that I'm saying here has value because it's coming from me. I'm not trying to be a copycat. I'm not trying to talk about the same boring things. I'm going to talk about the same boring things in a different way so I can make a deeper connection with you. And yes, we're going to be talking about sales. We have certainly talked about sales funnels and all the boring stuff that online business gurus are talking about. But there's a lot of things that they're not mentioning. Okay, that I feel is my responsibility to say that to you, that if you don't believe in you, man, you need to start there immediately. I mean, I wouldn't recommend you start an online business if you have insecurity issues with yourself, okay? If you feel that you're not committed enough to even wake up early in the morning, then we have to start there. If you're not committed enough to take care of something, okay? I don't know, man. If you don't trust yourself enough to take care of a small cat or take care of a plant, go and buy a plant and take care of it. Make sure that it doesn't die because you need to put water in the plant. If you don't trust yourself in like a very basic level when it comes down to commitment and responsibilities, then I will start there first. If you don't trust yourself in the sense that, hey, I need to work out, but I'm not able to do that, then you need to start there. Change your philosophy, change your mindset. And then go and start that podcast. Go and start an online business. Go and change that job. Go and get out of that toxic relationship. First, you need to build yourself up. Or if you're single, then you need to build yourself up and become someone who will want to be with somebody else. And you know, if you're looking for somebody, you're looking for a relationship, then you need to build yourself up, man. You need to have everything in place because, you know, for many, many reasons, okay? Especially if you're at a certain age, right? If you're still young, it's different, I guess. You know, but there's a lot of things that needs to be addressed before you even attempt to put yourself out there. And mindset is the number one thing that I work with when I work with someone that I first address, mindset. I don't go and say, hey, build this online course and sell it, or get in front of a camera and start talking nonsense. You need to address mindset, your habits, your personal beliefs. It might sound deep, man. It might sound like I'm talking about, I don't know, psychology here and I'm your therapist, but it's true. And again, personal development is essential in entrepreneurship. And like my mentor said, another mentor, quoting another mentor of mine, entrepreneurship is the best personal development program. Because you're just gonna be face to face with your insecurities, your fears. You know, you're going to be questioning yourself all the time. Am I really made for this? Can I make it? Who's going to buy this? Who's going to listen to me? I mean, all of these things, it's just a day-to-day thing, right? And if you're not an entrepreneur and your ass is on the line all the time, then you don't know what it feels like. And I'm not trying to say that I am special or that we are a special breed. We're not. We're exactly like everybody else. We just choose to be in a certain position, or we put ourselves in a certain position in order to grow and to be uncomfortable. So we feel comfortable being uncomfortable. And it's not to say like, hey, I never chill, I can never rest, or I never really take some time off even when I have a sore throat. No, it's not about that. I took a whole bunch of days off this week because of my sore throat. But there are certain things that I want to do. And I don't want to be in bed, man. I know that the longer I'm in bed and the longer I take time off, the worse I'm going to feel. Okay? And I'm not killing myself here either. I take plenty of time off, but I need to work because for my own sanity. I need to produce. I need to make something, man. As soon as I started to make music and I started to just shoot a YouTube video. So even regardless of what happened today, this week, regardless of what has been happening this week with my throat and feeling bad, I stayed in bed for a couple of days, but then I said, like, you know what? I can't do this. So I shot a YouTube video. I still had a coaching call with someone earlier this week on Monday. Monday, I was feeling so crap. I felt like I wanted to just cancel the call, but I said to myself, I'm not going to cancel it because it's already been booked. It's a coaching client, and my voice is still here with me. I don't have a fever. I mean, I'd rather be in bed, but I could still show up. It's a Zoom call. It's not going to be long. And I'm going to show up. I don't want to cancel it, okay? Because that's just the level of responsibility that I have. I show up, and this person was meant to show up for that call and didn't show up, all right? I couldn't believe it because this very rarely happens, okay, for a coach, for a client not to show up for one of the Zoom calls. But when this happens, when I'm like this, which is never, by the way, I feel like at least I don't feel guilty that I canceled it or moved it to another day, which I could have done. It's not a biggie. But because I am in that level of commitment, I'm just trying to prove a point here with you. And I'm not saying that I'm better than you if you don't do these things. I'm just sharing my story. of what happened this week. The point of the story is that I still showed up. I kept my end of the deal. Like, I was going to be there. If I tell you I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be there. I am going to be there. There's no need to confirm, to double check. I will be there. Okay? And I will not let you down. Even when I'm feeling so bad and so ill. And that happened on Monday. So I feel good about myself because I showed up. I said, like, I've done my bit, man. At least I did my bit. I can sleep well at night and say, like, okay, I could have done something else with my time, like rest. But I did show up. And it was, I'm okay. I did my job. I knew I'd done well. Nobody's looking, by the way. Nobody's checking on me. There's no boss saying to me, well done, Daniel. You done your bit. It's just me. Me and myself. And my demons, I guess. Right? Whatever that means. My negative self-talk. Saying to me, like, what a stupid idiot you are. You could have, like, cancel it or book it another time. And then if he was going to cancel anyways, at least you were not feeling ill. I mean, there's so many scenarios that we make up in our minds. But it's better to just address what we need to address head on and just get over it and then just tick it off of that to-do list. So I done that and I did that. I then shot a video, a YouTube video from my channel sharing my experience, you know. It's just behind the scenes. I did some music. I felt a little bit better as well. So I've been productive this week because it's stuff that I need to do. I still need to show up to work. I could have taken the whole week off, but I decided not to do that, you know, because I want to show up. And I can't just be completely like in bed. I stayed in bed a couple of days and that was that, man. After that, it's just like, listen, I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm not going to the gym because I don't want to really put my body on unnecessary stress. And I've been very committed with the gym anyways. So I know I can go back and crush it in that department. You know, gym is another thing that I'm very committed, working out and being really physically active. So I do have this kind of personality that is a little bit of a control freak, I guess. And it's one of my traits. So I try to use it for good. But that's why I don't do any drugs. I don't smoke. I don't, you know, daily drinking, all of these things. You have to address this. Especially if you're someone like me. So I know that I have these tendencies of being like addictive to a certain extent, to certain things. I could be both positive and negative. So I try to always bring that to the positive and say like, hey, if I'm going to learn a new language, then I have to be completely immersed in it. There's just no shortcut. If you want to learn a language, everybody understands what learning a language is. It's so hard. You know, it's so hard. There's just no shortcuts. You need to learn the new alphabet. You need to learn how to put words together. And then, hey, you need to put it into practice in the real world. So the same goes with anything. And you need consistency, persistence, and belief in yourself that you're doing your best every single day, no matter what happens. Anyways, my friend, I hope this episode finds you well. I hope this is an inspiring episode for you to stay consistent with whatever you're doing, man. You know, if you're going through some rough patch in life, stay consistent with something that is going to help you break through or get over that, whatever that is. Okay? And if you're going through something bad right now and you're consistent with, I don't know, daily drinking or smoking, or like I was back in the day, smoking weed, then try to flip that around and say, I'm going to quit that smoking weed. And I'm actually going to stay consistent with that and not be a weed smoker anymore. You know, for me, it's been like almost 10 years now. I quit weed and I quit smoking cigarettes because I just, you know, it just needed to be done. The same has gone with alcohol. You know, I share my story and I'm not an alcoholic or anything like that, but I'm very committed when it comes down to certain things. So we want to make sure that we're committed to the right things and say like, hey, I can have a drink with my spouse here and there. It's not a problem, but we're not going to go back to drinking every single day, okay? At the end of the day, like, or let's go to the pub every single day at the end of a work day. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Now, I'm not here to judge. I'm just trying to prove a point and to make a connection with what consistency is and what it looks like. And I know that I am mixing certain things like addiction, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have the control and the decision-making process of saying, I'm going to do this or not. And it's the same with anything that you do. I mean, you can choose right now to say, I'm going to have another cigarette or not. I know it's not that simple, but it is a decision away. I could decide right now to start going to the gym or not. And then tomorrow, I'm going to have to take that decision again. But, you know, and when it comes down to addiction, it's different, obviously. You don't negotiate. I don't negotiate with myself anymore. Like, should I have a spliff or not? It's done. It's a done deal because I made that commitment a long time ago. Okay. But on that same note, I don't negotiate with myself every day if I need to go to the gym, because it's just part of my routine now. The same is with a podcast. I don't negotiate. I said yes, and I need to create a podcast episode. That's the end of the story. The same is with running my online business. I mean, it's my work. It's my job. And it's just a change of philosophy. Even my wife said, like, you know, I'll let you do some work. Go and do some work. And when she says that, work for me is making this podcast episode. Work for me is making music. I mean, how fun is that? Work for me is creating YouTube videos. And yeah, listen, there's aspects of my job that I don't enjoy. Okay? Like showing up for a Zoom call with a client that is not going to show up when I'm feeling ill. That's one. You know, maybe some manual things that are really boring, like batch writing some things for some email marketing campaigns and whatnot. Some stuff is boring. I don't feel like doing them every day. I don't do them every day. But, you know, there's certain things that are not fun for sure. Dealing with some website issues or with my accountant. Thank God my wife helps me with that. You know, my wife is the one who takes care of everything when it comes down to the finances and the accountant. But, you know, there's certain things with the business that I don't enjoy, okay? But I still need to be there. I still need to be showing up. And the business is me. Regardless of what people say, another saying in the online world, like, work on your business, not in your business, is so such a bullshit, man. You are the business, okay? If you have a physical shop and you're the boss of that shop, you are that business. Regardless of what other people say, you are responsible. If that's your restaurant that you're running and you have someone, you know, cooking that food, a chef or whatever, you are responsible. That business is you. And if the restaurant has your name on it, you are the business. Okay? Don't buy into these fancy, stupid sayings in the online world of like, don't work on your business. Your business is not you, or it doesn't represent your brand, or you don't identify with your business. Screw that, man. You know? You should take ownership and you should be proud of having your name on under anything that you create. And that's you, not someone else. There, you can't outsource yourself, all right? The same way that you cannot outsource when you go into your 9-to-5. It better be you when you show up to do your job, all right? Because you cannot just send someone else. It has to be you, because they hired you to show up and to be in that office 9-to-5. Anyways, I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. I hope you're doing great. I hope this is an inspiring episode for you to stay consistent. I know that you can make things happen. We all have the power of commitment and the power to stay with something long term, but we need to cultivate that. And it's much easier when you make the commitment, you say yes to something, start believing in yourself, build trust in yourself, and then everything will become easier. I hope this podcast episode finds you well, and I'll see you in another episode, my friend.